And you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And look at this. And when he has spoken these words, what that beheld him was taken up in a cloud, received him out of the sight. So what was the last thing he said? You're going to be soul winners. Bye! And this idiot is like, that's what they focus on down there at the conference. So it is. Hey, idiot, guess how we, where do you think we got that idea?
Amen.
That's where we got it from, Christ.
Yep.
You're going to be witnesses? Bye. Left out of their sight. You're going to be soul winners? Bye. Left out of their sight. Well, this guy's concentrated. So it is. You know, we need to fight the government and kill people or whatever. But his biggest fear is that people will mock him. Right? And guess what? We are mocking you. Because the Bible says the fear of the wicked is to come upon you. You're a wicked dude. That's why we're all mocking you these days. But for the righteous, hey, you ever wanted to get something from God? I mean, it says right there, and it shall come upon him, the desire of the righteous shall be granted. But you know what? You can't really call yourself a righteous person without going soul winning. You really can't do it. You want something from God? Guess what? Gotta be righteous. You don't want to go soul winning? Guess what? You're not righteous. Because how do you love people? By keeping God's commandments. And what were the last commandments that he left with them just so they can have it fresh in their hearts? Go be witnesses. Go. Preach the gospel.